Hello, welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. I am your host, Lily May, an international speaker, a visibility expert, and full-time entrepreneur for over 10 years. I work with entrepreneurs to help them elevate their voice and visibility so that they can achieve more revenue. And if this is your first time tuning in, head over to my website, theglamceo.com, theglamceo.com, to see all of the opportunities I have to help you elevate your voice and your visibility. And so I'm starting like a micro series here with a podcast called My Therapist Said, because I feel like every therapy session, my therapist says something that makes me go, remember that song in the 90s? The things that make you go, right? So I was, you know, telling her about a particular promise that I've been believing God for a long time, something that I've been praying for a long time, and how, you know, it gets discouraging when you're waiting for something and you feel like your time should be here for that particular promise. It gets challenging and discouraging. And then she said, well, what if God is waiting for you to be fully grateful with everything you already have before he gives you what you've been praying for? And I was like, good point. And I started to think about all of the things that I don't sit in full appreciation of. And I think, you know, that is a common thing for us because we live in a society that is constantly showing us, you know, what's next, what's possible, grandeur, travel, love, wealth, you know, all of these things. We're constantly bombarded with images of what we should have and images of what a great life looks like. And if we, you know, aren't careful, we might compare our current situation to a fabricated image on social media or even a fabricated, you know, societal message that has been programmed in us since childhood. We might be comparing ourselves to these impossible and unfair standards, and that might make us minimize what we are blessed with. At least I can say that for me, and it probably is the case for you too. And so she challenged me to write down 3 things I'm grateful for every day. And I know we've all been challenged to create these gratitude lists, but in times where you feel like you're more frustrated in your season or doubtful, discouraged, or weary in your waiting, I think it is a good practice to pick back up, to really think of all of the things that you are blessed with instead of focusing on what you don't have. I think it's almost like human nature to focus on what we don't have and focus on what we want instead of spending energy in like acknowledging what we do have and how we are immensely blessed. When you look at what's going on in the rest of the world, like war and famine and homelessness and hunger, we are truly blessed. The fact that you can even listen to this podcast in peace is a blessing. The fact that you have a cell phone means you have resources to pay a phone bill. That is a blessing. We have resources to connect with family and friends. And if you don't have family and friends, we have the internet that allows us to meet with like-minded people, access to clean water in most places, access to food and shelter. You know, there's so many things to be happy about or be in gratitude about. And I think being in gratitude maybe does not mean like you're walking on sunshine every day. I'm not saying that. But I think focusing on gratitude and finding a way to be present, it does ease the waiting time when you're waiting on a blessing. It does enhance the quality of life that you experience today because you begin to feel better about what you do have, because I promise that you have way more things and way more blessings than things that you don't have. Like, I promise there's far more working in your favor than against you. And if we could shift our perspective to be like, you know what, Lord, thank you that, you know, I have the gift of sight, I can see. Thank you, I have the gift of hearing, I can hear. Thank you that my body is mobile and I can walk outside. Thank you that I can drive myself to the grocery store, that I have resources to purchase food. Like, I'm telling you, we take so much for granted. Over a year and a half ago, I broke my foot. And so I had to be on a scooter. I couldn't walk, I couldn't put pressure on, I had to scoot around. I couldn't really drive myself for like a couple of weeks. And I was just, y'all, thrown, because that was my first, you know, time having like a serious injury. And it really left me in a bit of a helpless place. Like, I needed people to help me. I couldn't do simple things like reach over and pick up something off of the floor because I had to balance my knee on the scooter. I couldn't do simple things like reach up and grab a can out of the cabinet, right? I couldn't go up a flight of steps. It was just so many things that were challenging. It really made me see, like, man, it is a blessing to be mobile. It is a blessing to be independent. Like, so many things we take for granted until those things are challenged. And so I implore you and encourage you to really shift your mindset into more of a place of gratitude. I know it's a message we hear all the time, and there have been times and seasons that I don't want to hear it. I'm like, okay, all right, heard it all before. But for some reason, when my therapist said it recently, it really resonated with me, and it really helped me to get in a place of gratitude. Like, it really helped me to start looking at all of the blessings and really look at, like, you know, what I don't have as a part of God's plan. Like, if I don't have it, that means God is not ready for me to have it. And the God that I believe in is the God that is the creator of all things. He created the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, all the things, right? Me, you, the ocean. Like, he created all of these masterful things, these scientific, intricate bodies that we have, right? He created all of these things. So he may have more insight about who I am and what I need and what I'm ready for than I do. I have to surrender to his sovereignty. The sovereignty of God is all-knowing and all-powerful. And we feel like sometimes as human beings in these flesh suits, like, we know better than him. And we haven't created not nair ocean, not nair animal. Okay, we can't create humans. But, you know, we can't create the ecosystem, the wind, the sun, the moon, the stars. Y'all know what I'm saying. We don't have that power. But the person, of course, God is not a person, but God, he can, and he did create everything, and he does know better than us. So sometimes things that feel unfair for us, they really do serve our greatest and highest good. You know, things that feel unfair, like, oh, I wish I had this, or I wish my life was this way, or I wish this was this way. Oftentimes, the things that we don't feel good about in the moment are really for our highest good. Challenges, of course, grow us, mature us. When people separate and leave us in relationship, it's for the best because they're not meant for us and where we're going. The list goes on of how things that might be uncomfortable are really for our highest good. And we have to yield to his sovereignty and trust that, A, if I am in a season of challenge, it won't always be like this. And that is a song I keep in my heart. It's a gospel song. And forgive me, it's early in the morning, so I can't, you know, serenade y'all like I want to, but it won't always be like this. The Lord will protect that concerning me. Sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. It's turning around for me. And that is a song that I sing in the hardest of hard times, in moments of challenge, in moments of doubt. I keep that song in my heart because I know that it won't always be like this. If I'm in a wilderness season, it won't last forever. Seasons change. And so I feel like I went down a rabbit hole today. I intended for this episode to be extremely brief because I really just wanted to share what my therapist said. But the Lord had a little bit more for me to give you, and I hope that it blessed you. Do me a favor. If you're listening to this episode, send it to one other person. Just one other person in your life. Just text it to them, email it to them, send it on direct message on Instagram. Share this with one other person because they may be blessed by this episode. We never know what people are going through behind the scenes. And so you might be sending them a little nugget of encouragement and wisdom that they need today. So that's my challenge to you, is just to share this with one other person. And feel free to leave a review wherever you're tuned in from, because the review also helps my podcast episodes get discovered by more people. All right. Well, again, I hope this blessed you. You can follow me on Instagram at IAmLilyMae. That's IAM Lily Mae. And you can also, again, visit my website, theglamceo.com, to support my business. Have a great day.